This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The phones are open as always. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, of course, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which are open and available to you. If you want to sound better than the phones, if you want to sound almost like you're sitting in the studio, just go grab the Discord app and then join us over at discord.lrn.fm. And you can hop on into those rooms. You'll sound great. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Mark, you did say you wanted to comment on Cody Wilson, because I guess you haven't really been on the show, because you take Wednesday and Thursday and Friday off.
Yep.
So it's kind of your weekend while this whole thing went down.
Who's Cody Wilson?
Cody Wilson is a hero. By my book, libertarian, real-life libertarian hero.
No one asked your opinion. Cody Wilson's the guy who created, from Defense Distributed, who created the little metal milling machine that makes AR-15 lowers.
First, he created the Liberator, which is what he really kind of made his name on initially, which was the world's first 3D printable gun.
That's interesting, but I think it's far more interesting that anybody can right now create enough AR-15s in their basement to supply a militia without asking the government anything.
With the machining thing, I don't know how you best sum up what the Ghost Gunner is. It's basically...
It's a tiny little CNC machine.
Yeah, it's automated as well.
Yeah,
so
CNC machines are.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I've never used those things before.
It's an aluminum milling, automated aluminum milling machine.
I described it as a piece of hardware that makes machining a gun from scratch almost as easy as pressing start. And that's basically, I've never actually used the Ghost Gunner, but you and I toured the factory almost a year ago now. I guess it was last October when we were there.
Yep.
In the Austin, Texas factory. So he made his name as kind of being this gun rights, free speech, 3D printing guy who's putting, essentially, Defense Distributed, I think, also sums it up, distributing, decentralizing the idea of being able to create weapons, specifically guns, for self-defense purposes. And a lot of people hate him as a result of that. A lot of people think he's a bad guy. They think he's an enemy of, he's definitely an enemy of the state. And the people in the government have come after him. They sued him, actually, in order to get an injunction to prohibit him from putting the Liberator plans, for instance, online and distributing them, saying that he didn't have the right to do that because of some international gun restrictions that the U.S. government has that says that you can't give guns to people in other countries, certain other countries.
They gave that up.
The case. Give what up? Oh, yeah. There was a settlement recently, and it was this summer where that case finally, after a few years in federal courts, the federal government actually settled with Cody, and part of that settlement was that he is indeed allowed to distribute those gun plans, and as he should be. The courts made the right decision in that particular case because it's free speech. It's not even a gun rights issue because the files that we're talking about here, the 3D printable files that he's been distributing, those are just the idea. That's just the instructions. It's basically, computer code. It's text. It's, whatever code the 3D printer needs to print out its things. It's not the actual gun. It's the idea of the gun. And so it's a clear free speech violation for them to say, well, you can't give this out to people in other countries. Well, everybody everywhere should be able to access ideas, shouldn't they? So anyway, that's what Cody Wilson kind of made his name for. And then
if you're scared of guns, what are you doing? I mean, if you're a government and you're scared of your citizenry being armed, exactly what are you doing?
Bad things? That's what the governments do.
That's, one would presume.
Oppressing their people?
I can tell you this. The Liberator is named after a gun that was dropped in France when the Nazis occupied it.
A one-shot gun. firing kind of gun.
It was made by the United States government with the express intention of French citizens assassinating Nazi rulers.
Now, wasn't it just a piece of garbage and, like, blew up in people's hands?
I haven't read the story I haven't read the story. It was a cheap gun, but there's lots of cheap guns out there that kill people every day.
Well, and the Liberator, the new version of it, the 3D printable one, is also very, very fragile. It's only really designed to fire once. If you fire it more than once, you're at a high risk of it blowing up in your hands, as I understand it. So it was similar from what I hear to the French
well
gun.
Well named.
In that way. But this week, Mark, as we point out, you weren't here to discuss it. We covered it in great detail on Wednesday and then again talked about it even further last night as he was arrested in Taiwan on a warrant after Austin police this week put out a warrant for his arrest. And the claim on the warrant is that he committed what they call sexual assault in Texas with somebody under the age of 17. Can I imagine you've been following the case?
Yep, I'm keeping a good eye on it. Sexual assault is a terrible name for
what he allegedly did.
The crime that they're claiming he committed.
Why is that?
Well, because apparently he met a 16-year-old on sugardaddy.com.
The government calls it a child.
You can call her whatever you'd like. Mm-hmm. She's 16 years old. That's a biological adult. Mm-hmm. When we talk science-y talk. I don't care what the Texas government says. Plenty of governments in the United States call 16 years old old enough to copulate.
Now, that's true. New Hampshire's does.
Either way, somebody who is 16 years old and commits a crime is going to be likely held to an adult standard.
Sure.
In many cases, this is true.
Like a real crime.
This young lady,
like this.
Went on a site called SugarDaddy.com. And
SugarDaddy Meet, I believe, is what.
Okay, there's several of them out there. I went and looked at them.
Yeah.
But you can't find out much until you give them your email address
and your credit card.
And I have no intention of doing that. And I was already went and told my wife I was going to go investigate this ahead of time, just so we're clear.
In case she checks your computer,
I just don't want any
to walk
problems,
in behind
man.
You.
I don't want any problems.
That's a smart move. I think that was the right thing to do.
So this young lady basically something close to prostituted herself out. I mean, that's basically what's going on here, right?
Well,
what's
that's
a sugar
the thing,
daddy?
That's one of the interesting things about the affidavit, the 5-page affidavit the police put in to the judge to get this warrant, was they didn't actually allege he conducted prostitution, even though he paid. They do say that he paid her $500 after the encounter. It doesn't say that they agreed in advance that there would be a specific price for this meetup. Now, maybe they did, and that's just not included in the affidavit, but I found it strange that they, if indeed Cody Wilson had agreed with this teenage young lady for a certain price for sex, that's the definition of prostitution, where you agree in advance for a certain amount for a certain sexual act.
I hope we can all agree that $500 for sex is outrageous.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's
outrageous.
I think any price is outrageous.
To me, a person who takes the time to go list themselves on a website that we could use the term prostitution or not prostitution. I don't really care. To me, it's prostitution. I mean, this looks like prostitution to me.
But they didn't charge him with it, at least not yet.
Fine. Maybe all the things like a price or whatever aren't put out there. But if there's an agreement. Mm-hmm. In place for to exchange a value for sex, I don't have a problem with it from a moral standpoint.
I don't care.
I think prostitution's a bad idea.
Trade sex for money, it's your business.
Yeah, it's your
body.
Bad idea.
You should do what you want.
But from a
I don't know if it's a bad idea. I mean, there's people out there that they want to get some sort of sexual release. They don't want to have a relationship. They don't want to try to go and take somebody out on a date. They just want to go and have sex. And you know what? They should be able to pay for it if that's what they want to do.
Does this show you yet that this is a bad idea? This 16-year-old girl apparently got some information from Cody like, hey, I'm a big deal.
Well, that's
right?
The claim in the affidavit, is that Cody claimed to be a big deal and identified himself.
And she decided for whatever reason to go to the police.
She went to a counselor who then ostensibly went to the police.
Okay.
So whether it was the counselor, or the young lady who decided to go to the police is the question.
Right. So, to me, that shows it's a bad idea.
What, paying for sex?
Yes. One more reason it's a bad idea.
I'm not
Tony
sure.
Tony Wilson's life is getting is in turmoil because he paid for sex, Ian.
Even if he hadn't paid for the sex, it still would have been felony sexual assault charges. You understand that, right?
He shouldn't have gone.
I see what you're saying, but whether or not he paid for the sex is immaterial.
He wouldn't have met the 16-year-old that wanted money for sex if he hadn't agreed to pay for it.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away 8 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, September 26th. Again, to enter, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're talking about the international story at this point of Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed. Man, we've had on the show a few times, I think, in the past from various different events where he's been in real life with us. He is a libertarian hero. He's somebody who's stood up for gun rights. He stood up for the right to free speech. And now he's been taken down by the Texas police. Austin City police have put out a warrant for his arrest, and ultimately he was caught in Taiwan. He's being, I guess, sent away from Taiwan, presumably back to the United States, where it's likely the U.S. Marshals will take him into custody and deliver him back to Texas. That seems to be what's on the plate for him. All of this is as a result of, you say, Mark, a mistake that he made, engaging in an act of alleged prostitution. Now, legally,
or something close to prostitution.
It's not clear that that's what actually happened. By the way, we'll get back into the story here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Zencash is now known as Horizon. And Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. Now, what's all that mean? Well, it's got cryptocurrency. That's one thing that Horizon has, but it's much more than that. Zero knowledge technology is the privacy tech that's sort of baked into the Horizon system, and it also backs their chat system, so you can also do chat with other people on the Horizon network. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global. That's horizen.global. So we're talking about the Cody Wilson case, which is still developing. You know, as we speak here, he's likely, I think he had a 10 p.m. flight from Taiwan, so he's probably in the air.
That's about the fastest extradition I've ever heard of. Is he just going along with it?
It's not an extradition.
Okay.
So what happened yesterday, which we reported on in some detail on Free Talk Live, so you want to grab the archives, go to freetalklive.com. But what happened was Taiwan, which doesn't have apparently an extradition treaty with the United States.
One of the few countries that sort of support it.
They're also one of those countries that is a visa-free travel for U.S. citizens.
Was it so? Okay. Well, yeah, I mean,
however,
free, all right.
Well, there's only a few countries in the world that you can do that to, right?
No.
No?
Many.
Okay, I pulled up a list, and it didn't seem like many. Maybe it was just a partial list or something like that. But
should be more than about 140.
Wow. Okay, that was not the list I was looking at. But anyway, it was on the list I saw, and it was a relatively short list. Maybe it was a truncated list. But anyway, in Taiwan, Mark, you can travel there apparently as a U.S. citizen with a passport. However, if your passport...
166 nations.
Wow. However, if your passport is invalid, they will consider you no longer welcome. And so that's what happened, was the U.S. government revoked Cody Wilson's passport, and they told Taiwan, hey, we revoked his passport. And Taiwan said, well, looks like you're here illegally.
I guess you're going back.
So you're going back to where you came from.
Yeah.
So that's what happened there. It's not an extradition actually at all in that case. So he's going to be facing felony so-called sexual assault charges, which, as I pointed out in my blog post today at freekeen.com, is an insult to anybody who's actually been a victim of real sexual assault, which, in my opinion, should involve force and should involve violence.
The notion is that a 16-year-old cannot consent to have sex with somebody who's X number of years older than they are. And I see the point. The point is that somebody who, say, you know, 10 years older, I don't know what the law says, and
I think 31 or yeah, something like that.
But he's 10 years older than she is, mm-hmm, in excess of that. 10 years older could, lie or manipulate the truth to the point that this, mm-hmm, person would want to, compromise their principles. In this case, you're talking about a person who basically went on a website with the intention of prostituting themselves.
You're talking about a person who actually lied and manipulated the truth in the case of the young female.
In order
here,
to be able to do that.
In order to take advantage of Cody. Initially, purportedly just to make some money as I think they describe it as a sugar baby. So there's the sugar daddy website that he was on.
Right.
And the females on that site are called sugar babies.
Oh, the males are too. You could be a
I believe this is a female. I don't know if male. I didn't look closely
there
at that
are
site.
Sites.
Did you?
Fine. I didn't look at the specific site. Mm-hmm. I looked at, Sugar Daddy website, yep. And it came up with several options. And the young people, the people that are young at heart was the terminology that was used, basically, I don't know. I mean, what else can you say but want to exchange sex for money?
Mm-hmm.
With rich people.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, male sugar daddy, female. Oh, no, it's only male female on this one site. Sugar Daddy Meat, which is the site that he was ostensibly on.
Fine. So, more or less, all I'm saying is that this young person went out and intended to do this. And I think it brings up an interesting question
about... It probably wasn't her first time. That's my guess.
Probably a guess. It's a good guess. Yeah. But, you know, who knows? Is the idea of consent, age of consent. So if a 16-year-old can't make the decision to have sex mm-hmm. with an older person, can they do anything? Should they be allowed to drive a car?
Should they
be allowed to vote? Should they, in some places, a 16-year-old can vote in local elections. And should they be allowed to possess a gun? If you can't make the decision to have sex, you should not be allowed to have a gun. You shouldn't be allowed to contract.
Well, I think the argument from the other side, and our phones are open if you want to call in about this, 855-450-FREE, would be that, sex is so much more important. It's more dangerous. You could get an STD. You could get pregnant. Sex is bad. You're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage. God hates you.
Sex is bad. You're not supposed to have sex outside of marriage. All that stuff is just moralizing, and I don't want to talk about it.
But let's be realistic. That's where a lot of this comes from, right? That's where this, let's call it sexual repression of the people who are acting like this girl's a victim. Oh, she's just a child.
I haven't heard yet one of these people yet. Everybody I've heard, granted,
really?
I do live in a bit of an echo chamber, but
okay,
I have one person.
Because even within the libertarian movement, there are a lot of people who've been S-talking Cody Wilson. There are people...
They've been saying he's stupid because I'm willing to say that this
is... No, the whole thing about, look, I haven't seen it myself. Okay. I've just heard that this is going on because I'm not on most of the social media sites. But I know what it was like when, people came after me, and I did go on Reddit. Okay, so that's the one social media site besides Twitter that I do any kind of posting on. And some of the responses were not very friendly toward Cody Wilson and his, sexual interests.
All right.
Or whatever. Which, as I point out over at freekeen.com in my blog today, sorry, I don't buy it that this is some obscure sexual interest. That is to say, men being attracted to younger women. I don't buy it at all. I think that it's fairly common.
Yeah, they wouldn't have sites like teen porn.
Right.
They wouldn't have. I mean,
if it was a total niche and nobody was interested in it.
Right. I mean, I'd say that probably the people, ladies are probably appreciated for their bodies, most from the ages of, say, 18 to 25, and that's just what you're allowed to say.
We're going to continue here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And if you say anything else, some people get real uncomfortable. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News. Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary's request to testify on Ford's allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. Now, there was a lot of back and forth regarding who should actually testify first. Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard University, says this is a no-brainer on who should testify first.
Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined.
Saturday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said treacherous floodwaters are still threatening the state more than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall there. Cooper said that 9 of the state's river gauges are at major flood stage and 4 others are at moderate flood stage. The governor also urged residents of southeastern North Carolina to stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about the controversy that is surrounding a different set of controversies surrounding Cody Wilson, who normally gets embroiled in free speech slash gun rights issues with his 3D printable gun, the Liberator, and subsequent invention, the Ghost Gunner, which is kind of like a little almost portable CNC machine for making guns from basically scratch from the 80% lowers, kind of drilling out whatever little bits and holes and things like that that need to get drilled. And you can basically make guns from, you know, with no traceability. That's why it's called a ghost gunner.
You can have a militia's worth of AR-15s produced in a very short period of time.
Correct. And I think one of those ghost gunners, was he telling us? It was like $2,000 or $3,000 or something like that. It wasn't a whole lot of money. It really...
I can't remember what the pricing was. But
it was so affordable. Like
affordable
was basically the cost of a gun.
Yeah, if you're looking at the cost of AR-15s and you start producing your own, it gets very, very affordable very quickly.
Basically, if you produce two guns with a ghost gunner, you can probably pay for it. I mean, if you were to sell one, which would be probably highly illegal from what I understand.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, that's what somebody told me the other day. But anyway, that's what he's kind of known for. And now he has been arrested. Well, he will be arrested once he gets back to the United States. He's been arrested in Taiwan, and then he'll be rearrested once he's transferred into the custody of the Texas police.
that put out a warrant for his arrest this week on a totally BS charge of so-called statutory, or excuse me, no, they don't call it statutory rape in Texas. They call it sexual assault. I don't know how many states call it statutory rape. It seems like sexual assault is a pretty common charge.
Yes, but people know what statutory rape is when you say it, and they understand that it's something different.
You have raped the statutes.
Rape. Yeah.
Because there's not actually a rape victim here. There's a teenage girl who is allegedly 16, just 1 year or maybe a matter of days or weeks, younger than the legal age of consent in Texas, who met with Cody in a hotel room, allegedly, and there's supposedly video footage of him going in and out of the hotel with her and getting into their truck, or his truck. To which, by the way, she got in completely voluntarily after the fact. You know, there weren't any descriptions from the police saying that Cody was manhandling her as they left the hotel room and threw her in the truck. Or, you know, she got in the truck voluntarily with him. She left the truck at a Whataburger, apparently, is where he took her to afterwards. So, like, there was no indication that she wasn't comfortable being with him. You know, she didn't try to break away and run to the hotel doorman or something like that, you know. Like, if it was actually a violent encounter, which they didn't allege. They didn't say he hurt her.
She just wanted a ride, right?
Yeah, well, she got more than one ride.
Yes, that's very clever. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to comment, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Also, I do want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, start at the easiest URL to remember, Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin's the one that started it all, and you can go to Bitcoin.com, start their Bitcoin Academy, and learn the basics. When you're ready to learn more about the Bitcoin universe, you can check out their news site. They're updating every single day with fresh stories and pieces over at news.bitcoin.com. You can get your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash through Bitcoin.com as well. There's a bunch of cool things on their site, and it's free, so go on over to Bitcoin.com and get started there. So, Mark, we're kind of rehashing some of this. We've talked about these issues in detail over the last 3 days, but you haven't actually been here because you get these last 3 days off every week. So, I mean, your comments here on where Cody is legally, do you have any predictions? Do you think this was a setup? I mean, there's a lot of questions here. Some people are saying he was set up.
I don't know what I don't work with speculation generally. What I see is a situation where, you know, he has voluntarily gone on a website and, you know, what looks like basically a prostitution website. Sorry to use the term. I'm not using it legally in a legal sense, but in sort of a practical sense, this looks like prostitution.
You're going to get an angry letter from a sugar baby tonight who's going to talk about how she's not a prostitute. She gets paid afterwards.
All right. he did it voluntarily, so no, I don't think it's a setup. It was the first thing I thought of.
You thought it was a setup.
I went into this thinking, this is a setup. Mm. But after I read everything, this just looks like some guy who's made a poor decision, to my mind. And poor decision, I mean, he's a target. He's got a target painted on his back, and he went and did something dumb. But I can see why he would not have checked this girl's ID, because he's going on a site where ostensibly her ID should have been checked already.
Doubtful. How many dating sites ask you to upload an ID? I've never seen it. I'm on a few of them right now.
Yeah, well, I don't. At this point, I have no proof that Cody Wilson knew the age of this young lady.
We have no idea. But it doesn't matter. The statutes of Texas, and I suspect you check any state statutes, it is not an affirmative defense that you didn't know. It's not even an affirmative defense that she lied. So even if she told him, oh, yeah, I'm 18, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
It's a felony charge of so-called sexual assault because she's a child, according to the state of Texas.
When I'm dealing with the world, I try to deal with facts. I try to deal with objective facts. And if an objective fact is that you have told me that you're 18 years old, then I'm only going to presume that that's true. And I have no obligation. Like he's her gym coach.
Yeah.
It's not like he's her teacher. He's not her Cub Scout pack leader. He's not her Little League baseball coach. He doesn't know this lady from anything. And the only thing he knows is that she was on a website trying to meet people that says that she needs to be 18 years old. And
he can make the argument ultimately, but I don't think it's going to work because it's not a factor in the, you know, the facts of the case as far as, you know, when the government has to prove a case against you, they just have to prove A, B, or C that you did those things knowingly.
The the government has now sullied him. It doesn't matter what happens with the case. He's besmirched at this point. And
well, I mean, they still ostensibly have to find a jury that doesn't know who he is.
I understand that that they're going to go through with this in all likelihood. They'll probably offer some peddling little plea or whatever. Maybe. That's what they usually do, just so long as you're willing to plea to something.
I suspect if they offer him a plea, it'll still be to a felony. That's my guess, because I bet they want to get this guy, right? Like, even if it wasn't a setup initially, Austin PD knows who this guy is.
I would
right?
really like the United States Supreme Court to rule on a statutory rape case where all the evidence points to the person, the perpetrator believing and being told that the victim is 18, where the victim
or 17
has lied on the internet, and it's provable.
Right.
I want them to rule on that. I would really like to know, do we live in a nation where you need to know things that you haven't been told? Like, this is, you can't keep me in the dark and expect me not to grow mushrooms. I'm being kept in the dark and fed BS. I'm going to grow mushrooms. That's what happens.
What I want to know is, what if she'd even shown him an ID? Like, what if he got into that hotel room and was like, hey, look, I had to pick you up to get you here. Can you even drive? Do you have a driver's license? You know, like, can you show me your driver's license? What if she shows a fake ID? Is it still like, well, sorry, you need to know how to detect a fake ID. You didn't check close enough to see if it had the special hologram in there.
I don't know the answer to that, but it makes perfect sense that she'd want to meet in a public place. If she hadn't met this guy before?
No. But what I'm saying is, if you actually check somebody's ID, right? Like, if your concern is, okay, well, you're on this website, I still don't know if you're really actually 18.
I hear you can get really great IDs, fake IDs from China.
Yeah, I don't know where you can. I'm sure the dark net probably has good fake IDs. I've never looked into it, but I know that they used to have that category on Silk Road. Whether you can trust them or not, I don't know. But my point being, if it's not an affirmative defense to be able to, an affirmative defense in law, from what I understand, is where it's basically an out from a charge. Like, if you can argue this thing, then you can't be found guilty.
Right.
And it's not an affirmative defense that you didn't know or that you thought the person was over the age when they weren't, in fact, over the legal age of consent. How far can they get away with completely lying and, you know, misdirecting you and still get these charges brought against you?
It sounds like a great opportunity for police to set people up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, you know, I recommend finding a good woman and sticking with her, but they are hard to find.
Especially if you're somebody like Cody Wilson, who basically has the government hovering over him at every moment, and they could snatch him up anytime they want to, like they did.
Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets, and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here if you want. Talking about Cody Wilson facing a felony charge, possibly, apparently, according to one media source, up to 20 years in prison for doing something that is completely legal here within this arbitrary political geographic boundary. Had he moved to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, which he'd come here to speak before at the Liberty Forum, the Free State Project yearly event they have. He spoke at the very least in 2014. I found evidence of that. I don't know if they had him other years, but they might
have him there.
We definitely did. That we probably had him on the show. I bet you if you went back to 2014's Liberty Forum episodes, he's probably on the air with us. But so he'd been here before. He'd spoken here before. And had he just simply moved here, then unless he crossed the border to go meet a girl in Massachusetts, which I don't know what the age of consent is in Massachusetts.
But I know that crossing the border,
there is an issue with crossing borders and age of consent being a federal violation, I think. But that's only if you're trying to get away. So if Mass has a 16-year-old age of consent and New Hampshire does, then I don't think it's a problem. But don't take legal advice from me. Right. My point being, had he actually moved to New Hampshire then, and done this same act, well, then the girl would have had no leverage against him in that case. And he'd still be doing his thing and doing defense distributed. Now he's got to refocus his defense efforts. He's got some great attorneys. So, I mean, there's no doubt he's going to be able to have legal representation in this case should he decide to not take a plea deal and actually go all the way to trial. So that's one thing he's got going for him in what is ultimately a deck that is being stacked against him.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got John. He's in Delaware listening to WDOV in Dover. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
you're I just wanted to kind of talk. Yeah, man. I just wanted to kind of touch on that, actually. He does have plenty of money to afford the lawyers and probably afford the bond that'll be set for him, mm-hmm. of course. But I just wanted to mention how unjust it is for those of us that are at points in our life where we do get into some trouble and we can't afford a bond and we don't have anybody to bond us out. And
right.
We got to sit in a jail cell until we go to court, which could take God only knows how long.
It could take months.
Sometimes.
Many months.
Even longer.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Where is the whole notion that we're innocent until proven guilty in this country? It's totally unconstitutional that we have to sit in a dirty, rotten jail cell while they figure out whether we committed a crime or not.
Right. Totally. In a nation that has a guarantee of a speedy trial. And
yeah, that's a joke.
It's a joke.
It is a total joke and a farce, man. And this guy, they're going to nail this guy either way because they're already headhunting for this guy. They don't like him. They don't like what he does. They don't like the fact that he's a gun rights activist. They don't like the fact that he's a libertarian activist. They don't like the fact that he did something that totally goes against their laws that they set up, and they're going to nail him because that's what they do, man.
Yeah, I hate the whole idea of pre-confinement jail is really a miscarriage of justice. When the Constitution was written and you were guaranteed the right to a speedy trial, you could expect a trial within a month's time. Now, you can't defend yourself while you're in jail anyway, and jail should only be for people who are a danger to society right now or would likely run away.
They're going to say he's a flight risk. I mean, when he gets his bail hearing, the initial, by the way, the the initial amount
they're always
on...
say that, yeah, every
well,
time.
Well, no, they're not always going to say it, but in this case they are because he was out of the
they
country
are.
At the
they
time.
They want him in the jail so he doesn't leave, and they're going to set his bond so high he's going to have
they're
to
gonna,
spend
I
the
bet you they're
going to
at least 10x the bond because it
right
was
now.
$150,000. On the paperwork, it said $150,000, and I bet you it's going to be a million or
right
at least.
Now we've got technology.
$15,000 with bail bondsman.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, with the technology that we have, he can have a little LoJax thing right on his ankle, and
that's
they can
true.
Know to the second.
Yep.
When he leaves his property. That's one
Absolutely.
More injustice, because he can defend himself if he's outside of jail. He can talk to his attorneys and all these other things. Much more difficult when you're in jail.
Yep.
And it's the idea that we live in a country that claims that you have a right to a speedy trial, and then it takes 3 years to bring you to trial. That is an absurdity.
Unbelievable, man. You're guilty until you can prove that you're innocent, or until you can come up with enough money to hire lawyers that could prove that you're innocent.
Not only that, I mean, you're right on a general, you're right as a general statement as a defendant against so-called, you know, criminal charges. But in this particular case, a lot of people are just going to consider him guilty forever. They're just not even going to know anything else because this is sex with somebody who's under the legal age of consent, and some people just, that's it. They're done with him. They don't care if it was an accusation. It hasn't been proven yet. They don't care. They're going to throw him under the bus. And there's even plenty of people within the libertarian movement who are like that, and I find it despicable. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I find it absolutely despicable. But then again, nobody should be surprised when they find out that people who call themselves libertarians, in a lot of cases, can't adhere to their own principles.
They're tough principles to adhere to, really.
Yeah, no doubt. People are going to ask you tough questions if you adhere to them.
Right, especially when it comes to the idea of age of consent, whatever the age of consent might be. For me, what I say is, look, when you're responsible enough to pay bills for you and a family, well, then you're responsible enough to have sex. Sex is intended to have for people that, you know, want to procreate and have babies. But I would understand that the human species does like to have sex for recreation. And there's not much I'm going to be able to do about that. Like, I wouldn't throw anybody in jail over this stuff.
We can continue that discussion, but let's continue with your calls first here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Brett is in Indiana listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Brett.
Yes, I had a friend that we had went out to a bar one night. They card you as you go in the bar. He ended up bringing home a 15-year-old, and she did have ID, obviously, to get into the bar,
mm-hmm.
and he did get tried and convicted.
Convicted.
Even though she was in a bar that, you know, collected ID at the
wow.
front door before you walked in.
Where is he now? How long did he get sentenced for?
A year and a half. part of it was suspended, and he ended up doing like 8 months, and then part of it on paper. But it's a life sentence once it happens, because then you got to register,
you got to
tell all your neighbors, you got to, you know, you can't be near schools, you can't, you know, and this is all over something where a girl that looked, she was a knockout, and she looked
like she was.
I imagine people think I'm sick for saying that, but I mean, you can't tell anymore. Girls are developed that way beyond when I was a kid.
I mean, people say that, but look, the reality is, men, and I'm sure some women as well, but men are attracted to young women generally. I mean, there's exceptions, right? Some men are, you know, attracted to older women and, you know, whatever. Everybody's got their preferences. But I mean, it's sort of like the longest story, right? It goes all the way back to the days of Jesus. You look at a quick Google search reveals that people will say that Mary, when God decided to impregnate Mary, was between the ages of 12 and 14. So, on the high end, 14. There's no age of consent that's 14 anywhere in the United States.
Right. It was very common back then for 12, 13-year-old girls to get married to older men.
And
usually it was arranged by the parents.
Now, you could argue that teenagers these days are more, or rather less mature than they might have been in the past. You know, in the past, they may have had more responsibilities. They may have had to do things, you know, on the farm or whatever, and become more responsible as a result of that. But ultimately, that's not because...
It's just bad parenting, though.
Right. That's not because teenagers are all of a sudden, you know, broken. It's because of the society. And, Brett, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your story. It's because of the society that we have that essentially has disincentivized maturity among young people. Oh, what's that? You want to go to work? Sorry, you're just not old enough. You're just going to have to sit around all day and hang out with your friends and be bored. And then if you're a male, probably go blow up some things, you know, like mailboxes or whatever, because you're bored to tears. And males act out in a lot of ways when they do that kind of thing. And I'm sure females have ways of acting out when they're bored to death as teenagers, because they're not allowed to be responsible. Well, what's that? You want to start your own business? Well, can you afford the licensing fees, sweetie? Oh, you can't, can you? Because you don't have any money. You haven't been able to work. So, like, they're completely hamstrung from actually doing things that, in my opinion, help generate maturity. Like, wouldn't you say, Mark, that because you worked at the comic book store when you were, what, 12?
Yeah,
I think it's when you started
12 to 18.
That helped you? Wouldn't you say that helped you be a more mature young person?
I think I learned more in that time from working than I did at school.
Yeah, about people. About getting along with people, about interacting with people who are of different ages. Because when you're in school, the only people who are of different age are the teachers and the administrators and their authorities. You don't really have the same kind of relationship with them that you would people in a normal interaction of doing business, where you're interacting with all kinds of people of different ages and shapes and sizes. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to comment on Cody Wilson facing a so-called sexual assault charge, where his victim is, in my opinion, not a victim at all. Cody is the victim in this case.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.